You matrons all, with humble submission, we bring our petition for justice. We call, pray, hear our complaint, for the good marriage state is so run down of late by everyone. That pretty young ladies, that pretty young ladies, do long lie alone. A marriage one fears, because he conjectures the loud curtain lectures will ring through his ears both morning and night. Yet in taverns they'll roar with a noise 10 times more, and bottles of wine still leaving young lasses, still leaving young lasses to sigh and repine. A second won't wed for fear his fair beauty should stray from her duty and graft on his head a large pair of horns. Yet he will have in store 20 harlots and more. Is this not a shame? To spend youth and treasure, to spend youth and treasure on girls of the game. Another replies, he can't bear the bawling, the whining and squalling, and terrible cries of children when young. Why, the fourth cries, a wife will destroy a man's life and waste him away. These are their excuses, these are their excuses for longer delay. But yet let them know that ladies of pleasure are wasters of treasure. They'll bring a man low that follows the sport. Nay, the doctor may have for the curing the club, may pillage his purse of more than would pay for, of more than would pay for 3 children at nurse. Be pleased to debate our case with discretion. It's worse than oppression to live at this rate and spin out our days. Let an act now be made that a fine shall be paid by men that refuse to marry when 20, to marry when 20, there's none will excuse. You well understand that plowing and sowing, that reaping and hoeing and tilling the land brings forth an increase. So our dear virgin ground would in plenty abound without all dispute. But while it lies fallow, but while it lies fallow, there can be no fruit. Is it not a shame that here amongst Christians, not Turks nor Philistians, but persons of fame and Protestants too, that should wedlock deny, which would yield a supply, the land to defend from all that oppose us,